Okay, I don't know why the key to the studio has been changed, the lock has been changed, but I'm sure there's a good reason. And I'm just going to have to start knocking. Knock, knock, knocking. Hello? Hello? Veda? Veda? Are you there? Are you there? Veda? Veda? Are you there? Are you there?
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. Can I help you? Can I help Veda? You, sir?
I'm locked out of the LFC online studio. Veda?
Veda,
are you there?
Sir.
Hello?
Sir.
Hello?
Could you please vacate the premises?
I'm going to have to vacate my bowels if I don't get in here soon. Veda?
Not on my front porch. Not on my front porch.
Veda?
No. Bacratty, no.
There it goes. I'm just, oh,
you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 17th of May, 2021, in the holy Sarasotan year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I am your host, the one, the fat, the only, Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Once again, he can't bother to get it right, clearly on vacation. It's V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader. How is everyone doing today? With me is...
Open the door!
Well, Vader. You guys, Doc Stone didn't come back Vader. For a second week, so... I guess I should... Should
Vader.
I...
I'm going to have the skull call you. Open the door!
Oh, well...
That'll get you to open the door every time you threaten the skull.
You threaten the skull, and that you get anything you want.
It's true. It's true. Hi, everyone, and welcome back, Big Fatty. You guys, he's back. He's fat.
Fat.
And
actually, I'm not fat. I've been on vacay.
Oh, is that where you've been? Okay.
Yes,
okay.
I was down there at the Rat World for a week. And
okay.
Then I was on Anna Maria Island, which is below St. Petersburg, between St. Petersburg and Sarasota. You know, I don't know if you know this or not, but Sarasota was my stripper name when I did my Florida tour. But anyway...
You know what I have to say to that?
Yeah, great. Okay. And, I returned Saturday back here to the villa, and I weighed after my nipple walk on Sunday, and I lost a pound.
Ah, well, you know what they say about fat, Big Fatty, is that it retracts before it impacts. I have bad news for you, and that's the best is yet to come. So, well, welcome back. Now, did you have a chance to listen to the fill-in co-host last week?
You know, I had an 8-hour drive, and I was able to squeeze part of it in.
Which I guess is better than squeezing part of it out. Yeah.
Right. And I thought it was lovely to hear Dr. Stone's voice.
It's true. It's true.
Yours kept cutting in and out,
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It got soft, and then it got. It was like you turned away from the micro hoist. And by the way, a lovely new micro hoist you have there. Oh Lord! Wait, that's Granny calling.
Are you on your way home?
Hold on a second. We're just going to take the call right now.
Oh, dear Lord.
Granny, I'm recording the Little Fatty Cast, so I'm going to have to call you back.
No, you don't have to call me back.
Oh, okay. Well, I won't call you back.
Nothing.
All right, bye.
Nothing says a professional audio podcast like one of the co-hosts taking a call on the air.
Right. Well, somebody had to.
That's true. It's true. So, yeah. So, well, welcome back. I'm sure we all heard about them putting you up in the attic and locking the door. The attic and locking the door there in Florida.
Sandy House.
It's true. I was very concerned.
I heard.
I don't know. I was very concerned that, you know, like Big Fatty and those ladders, like that is how you break a hip. And I'm going to tell you what I told Doc Stone and some other folks this week, and that is don't send him back broken, all right? Because I'm not going to be responsible. Right. If you break him on vacation, don't send him back.
You weren't really concerned about me. You were concerned about you.
I'm always concerned about me, but whenever you get broken, like my worst nightmare was you were going to call Friday night and be like, I can't, I've broken my leg. I can't drive home. Can you drive down and get me? And, and so then I would have to go to God's waiting room, to heaven's waiting room, Sarasota, Florida, to pick you up. So. Okay. So that's that. But a little getaway is always nice. It's nice.
It was very nice. And I didn't mind being in the tower, the crow's nest. You know, I felt like Quasimodo coming down the steps every morning.
Felt like or looked like? I mean, that's okay. Perfect.
But I held on tight every time I went up and down.
And I am appreciative of that. Trust me.
Okay.
Ooh, yes. Because again, don't send him back broken. I can't. Yeah.
Right.
So, you guys, we have moving on because I'm sure we're going to hear all about your trip back on the BFO this week.
Right.
Just a quick update. I have once again messed with the audio settings and changed some things around. I'm talking into a pop filter now.
Yes.
So, God only knows what that's going to sound like. But giving it a try to see if it's any good, and I'm sure it will be completely and totally ruined.
Well, so it's a normal show then.
Basically, the new LFC, show that will never ever get better. Like no matter how hard we try,
that's the grin doctor.
Hi, I saw you're back in town. Hi. Now, Big Fatty,
somebody just tapped me.
Oh, hi. Someone in Sarasota. Was it DJ
somebody
Ron?
Somebody less than a mile away.
Oh, hi. It was not me. Now. No. Did you, was there any inappropriate touching in the Sarasota?
No, there was not. I'm okay with that. So it's all good.
I mean, you say it like you had a choice.
Well,
you're regretting.
I was on the Grin Doctor down there, and there were several people there. Hi. They were all on vacation and nobody could host. It was one of those.
You're like, my friend Flo will come pick you up. We'll be there in just a minute. So perfect. Yeah. Well,
by the way, have a great Flo story on today's little show.
I don't listen to that unless I'm worried that you're going to fall off a ladder and then I listen every time. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
While I was gone. First of all, y'all, I told Veda, I'm ready to record whenever you are. And he goes, I am cleaning the shower. And y'all, evidently you have to, power wash it with vinegar.
You do. Like, y'all, I tried the next chemical on the list. I've spent so much on shower cleaning products. So I was trying this one, and I think it must be the one Dr. Stone bought. It smells like mint toothpaste, but the longer it works, so it doesn't smell bad when you're spraying it, but when it starts dissolving the soap scum, y'all, it stinks. It smells like It smells like just garbage, you know, rotten garbage.
Oh.
When you open the outdoor trash can at the end of the week, that's what it smelled like. So I don't, and it didn't work. It didn't do a goddamn thing. Because, you know, when you, or, well, you don't clean your shower because you've got
Hortensia. I have Hortensia.
Right. But when you wipe the shower down.
Would you like Hortensia's number, by the way?
Okay. No. But when you wipe the shower down, there's, you know, when you're using the sponge, you can feel where the soap's come is because it's kind of like the texture changes. Y'all, it was not a bit more getting any of that stuff off than anything. So I guess I'm on to the next cleaning product. But yeah, so that's
make a suggestion.
Yeah, what's that?
The scraper.
Okay. Well.
Oh, excuse me.
speaking of. Y'all, I made Brussels sprouts in the air fryer last night.
Oh, how were they?
They were okay. I didn't follow my own rules. And so they were a little burned on the outside, if we're going to be honest. They were a little burned, a little charred.
They charge extra for blackened.
They do. They do. I coated them in some balsamic. I was hoping it would get sweet and everything, but it just burned. The secret, of course, is to put a little water in the bottom of the thing so they steam at the same time so they don't burn.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, a little bit of water. That's all it takes. Carrots. That's a good tip if you're cooking carrots in the air fryer. But y'all, I don't normally have the reaction to the Brussels sprouts, the broccoli, the cauliflower, but it was not a pleasant evening here in the Vader family compound is all I'm going to say.
Speaking of technology.
Well, we love to.
I got a new router from the Xfinity.
Well, I haven't been drinking, so I can run over there if you need me to.
I may need your help.
Well, what we need to do is fix your network that is kind of ruined with that Airport Extreme on it. So we can speed it up about twice as fast as it is. So you can actually use the Wi-Fi for your Zoom. But we're going to need to do a hard reset of everything. So
I don't know what that means.
I know you don't. I know you don't. I know. Well, I've spent the day, before we get into the fun stuff, I've spent the weekend actually in AWS standing up a Windows server to do some stuff with it that we have to do at the coal mine. So I'm feeling extra techno savvy right now.
Speaking of techno savvy, I understand you've ordered something that's going to match your hat.
I did, and I've canceled it. I ordered the orange iMac, and I was very excited about it. And Doc Stone said, well, when is it shipping? I said, I don't know. It didn't say. Well, it did say. I just didn't catch that in the email. June 22nd. So it'd be about 5.5 weeks from when I ordered it until when I would get it. So I just decided, I'm not sure why I was buying the that iMac. I mean, I think it's cool and I think I like it, but I don't need that. I'm just going to get a Mac Mini because they're just as fast. And I have, you know, I have a display that is perfectly good, better than good.
You know who Archer is?
I have heard of him, yes.
He has a Macintosh Apple Snack Museum.
Ah,
and
right.
About 2 months ago, he ordered a brand new iMac.
I know.
And then when they announced the orange hat iMac, I'm not gonna get it.
I was on that gangbang. Yeah.
I
know.
He's already ordered it.
I know that he has. I mean,
I knew he wouldn't be able to not get it.
Right. Well, I like it. I think it's a good machine. I can save about $1,000 at the end of the day, by getting the Mac Mini that I want, and it's smaller and. The display I have is thicker, obviously, because nothing is as thin as an iMac. But anyway, I'm a big fan of the display that I have. I have one of the Apple Thunderbolt displays.
Is that kind of like a name dropper in the Apple snack community? You dropped something else. Never mind.
I did. I can't help it. It's too many Brussels sprouts. You know what we should do? Because you're back and I feel like we should celebrate.
Yes.
We should probably do this. Oh my goodness, it's time to play This, That, or the Other. It's the game where I read a question and give Big Fatty three answers. He has to tell us which one is true, unless they all are. Big Fatty, are you ready to play?
I am, and I noticed you. I couldn't help but notice you didn't do this one with Dr. Stone, because this is like the gold standard here.
Oh, I know.
Oh, by the way, I also noticed it's not so easy being on the giving side of Dead or Alive, is it?
Well, it isn't, but that was specifically because I didn't have the website that you use.
In other words, you were not prepared.
Correct. And I thought I was, and then I wasn't. So, and apparently I'm not prepared for this either.
Okay.
So,
by the way, did Dr. Stone call to wish me a happy return to the airwaves?
No. Okay.
Okay, great.
So.
All right.
Did you know?
The music's going to be over.
I know. Did you know? And where's... Okay, I give up. I just give up on today.
Okay,
so today's This, That, or the Other is going to be about Sarasota, Florida, because Big Fatty was there for a week,
right.
So, you know, he should know all of the answers. So, Big Fatty, we're going to talk about golf courses in Sarasota. How many are there in Sarasota County? So, the whole county.
Okay. Is this multiple choice?
Yes. Are there 280, 790, or more than 1,000?
Well, Sarasota is a hotbed for the golf. I'm going to say there's 780 or whatever that number was.
Well,
there are
more than 1,000 golf courses in Sarasota County.
Most of them have windmills on them, and they are putt-putt.
Right.
So, anyway.
All right. So there are all these rumors that go around about Sarasota.
Yes.
So which one of these is true? Okay. There used to be a casino resort on Lido Key. Sarasota has experienced hurricanes. And prior to Disneyland, there was, or about the, after Disneyland, prior to Disney World, there was a... theme park in Sarasota called Florida Land.
Now, which one of those is not true?
Which one is true?
Florida Land.
They're all true, actually. So, despite what you might hear, there have been hurricanes in Sarasota. Lido Key had a casino, and Florida Land in 1964 opened trying to be all things to tourists. There were tropical birds, a western town complete with a saloon and train, a dolphin show, and a petting zoo.
Was there an alligator wrestling or the world's largest golf ball?
Not that I'm aware of. Yeah.
Okay.
So, now, no one knows, well, we can talk about that in a second. So there's something that happens in Sarasota that I bet you don't know.
Okay.
Is that, of the 3.4 or of the 3 to 4 million visitors per year, 98% are over the age of 50.
Mm-hmm.
There's a thriving Amish community in Sarasota.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Sarasota was named after a famous Cuban, Sarah, who, so a famous Cuban Sarah. So, yeah.
Okay.
Which of these is true?
Which is correct?
Yes.
I'm going to guess that, what was the second one?
That Sarasota has a thriving Amish community.
I'm going to say that's it.
Yeah, you got one right. So, yes, Sarasota has a large, thriving Amish community. There are numerous stores and shops, including the infamous Detweiler's Market, which is known for local produce. There's Yoder's Restaurant and blah, blah, blah. So, I don't know anything about the age of the visitors.
We did not get to go to blah, blah, blah.
Right. But there is... no one actually knows who's... I kind of... teased around this one, but no one actually knows how Sarasota got its name. But there's a legend that a conquistador's daughter, whose name was Sarah, is who the city was named after.
And she probably likes soda.
If I had to guess. I mean, you know, I mean, who doesn't like a little bit of soda? So yeah. So a little bit of Sarasota trivia there for you today.
Yeah. Now, do you know what famous school or industry is in Sarasota? Has their home in Sarasota?
Is that where Ringling is?
Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus, right?
Sarasota was the winter home to the circus in its original days, and so Ringling is there. It's a good school. A friend of mine has two daughters who are there, some twins that are up in there.
So. I think they have a museum or something too, but we didn't go to it.
Well, your show, you just laid around in bed all day.
No, I would wash clothes every day.
Oh. Well, did you add water to them while the washing machine was spinning?
I know that's clearly the nip. However, there's another final story about him on today's show too.
Time
to breathe.
Thank goodness. Everyone needs to take a breath. Oh my goodness. Well, Big Fatty, I'm glad you're back.
Yes.
One, because I didn't want to have to go back to Fern Gully. Which I did.
Yes.
Y'all, I don't think I talked about this. I went and watered the plants over in Fern Gully while Big Fatty was gone. Only once
did
he ask.
And I'm most appreciative.
He has this, like, thing, one of those extendable sprinkler head, watering head things on his hose. Y'all, that motherfucker, it leaks like a sieve all over you when you're...
I've tightened it all up. I watered them when I got home on Saturday, and I tightened it up because I had heard that you had gotten wet, and I saw that. Oh, excuse me. So I've tightened it all up. There's not a drop coming out except through the nozzle.
Almost didn't make it for your return because I had to like get creative with it. But yeah. Well, Big Fatty, we're running low on time, so I think we should maybe do a little bit of this.
That's impressive.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, Big Fatty. He's going to tell me the name of some folks who are born today, and I am going to unsuccessfully tell him who they were and if they're dead or alive. You know, Doc Stone was pretty good at this.
Yes, it's because you ask about black and white TV programs. I got them all, too. Yeah. All right, Dennis Hopper.
Dennis Hopper, he's an actor. Mm-hmm. And as far as I know, he is still alive.
Okay, well, Dennis Hopper is indeed an actor. He was in True Grit, Blue Velvet, and Easy Rider. And he died in 2010.
Close. I mean, basically yesterday.
Yes. Jordan Knight.
Jordan Knight? Big Fatty, now you're in my lane. He was one of the new kids on the block, and as far as I know, he's still alive.
He was indeed one of the new kids on the block, and he is still alive.
I mean,
his career's dead, right.
Yeah.
Okay, Kathleen Sullivan.
Kathy Sullivan. Kathy, she was in the Poseidon Adventure.
Oh.
Yep, she's an actress. She was in the Poseidon Adventure. As far as I know, she passed on.
Yeah, well, you're very, very close. And I'm almost ready to give it to you. But she's alive.
Oh.
And she's an American newscaster and was at one time the host of the CBS Morning Show. All right. Bill Paxton.
Why do I know this one? Bill Paxton. All right, Bill Paxton. Oh, he was the owner of the Las Vegas Jazz, and he is still alive.
Not even close. He was an actor. He was in True Lies and Big Love, and he died in 2017. All right, last one, Jim Nance.
Jim Nance. Okay. Jim Nantz, he's gone on to glory, as far as I know, and I believe he was also an actor, and he was in a lot of little things, but he mostly known as the Postman in Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
You know, I can't believe that you fucked that one up so bad. Jim Nantz is the sportscaster on CBS that does the Final Four and all the golf and the NFL. And this coming weekend, he will be on Kiowa Island as the lead broadcaster for the PGA tournament out there this weekend. And by the way, he's alive.
I can believe I fucked that one up. I knew uh-huh. the name, but then again, you know how I feel about the golf. I am not a fan of the golf.
Right.
Know, it's you know.
I was afraid you're gonna get him confused with Jim Nabors. You know.
Well, I did, and then luckily I saved myself from that.
Well, so. Jim Nabors, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. You know.
Right. Right. Well, where do you? How do you think I made that connection? Yeah.
Yes. I mean, it's very easy to see how you fucked it up. So.
I know. Well, you know, there's a lot I don't know. And I don't know what I don't know. So, yeah. Now, Big Fatty, any big plans for this coming week? Any travel? Any more vacations for that retired life you're living?
I'm in the market for a new barbecue grill. You know, my old one is, you know, the grills don't do well in the South Kakalaki air. Oh, neither does that.
Right.
And you know, you want to keep that away from an open flame.
So
I'm not in a hurry. Half of the old one still works.
You know, you can probably just replace the burner in the old one.
Well, I know, but you know, sometimes
I don't
you
know
want
how.
Just something fancy.
Poor Big Fatty. Well, you know, you could have one built in out there behind the villa.
Because I'd have to ask the HOA, and I'm not asking them shit.
Ah, well, it's good to see that you and I are on the same page with our HOAs. I'm currently on a rampage with mine because of my new neighbors who...
Oh.
Yeah. Well, they've taken to having an auto body shop in the cul-de-sac, and I... I just can't with that. Mm-mm.
Right. Mm-mm. Well, you know, maybe you can talk to Dr. Stone and get some pointers on how to accost the HOA president.
Ah, you know, I had a captive audience with him, and
you
didn't even think. I wasn't quite ready to burn the place down at that point, but since then. I'm definitely ready to do that. So
now the coal mine, things have kind of calmed down a little bit, haven't they?
I mean, one thing when one thing calms down, another one just goes wild and crazy.
Right.
So things are good at the coal mine. We are busy, and that's okay. I'm going to take some time off at some point, but I've got a little project I'm not quite finished with that needs to be sent off here in about 2.5 weeks, and I'm still waiting on 3 people to submit their things. So,
Can I guess who they are?
Okay. You'd probably be wrong.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
Oh, dear Gussie. By the way, I noticed the countdown clock started a little bit later with Dr. Stone last week.
Well, we were enjoying ourselves.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
In other words, I'm surprised it didn't start earlier this week.
Right. You caught me off guard with the coal mine question, or it would have. Because I was hovering on it, ready to click it.
Now, are y'all doing the 4-day week schedule for the summertime?
Yes.
Oh,
we are. I don't know if I'm going to or not. I said I was, but I've had something every Friday so far, the last 2 Fridays. So we'll see. So I'll be around this summer, but I got to take some vacation. I'm going.
Well, you know, you gotta kind of take it easy, because you know, as you move closer the retirement, then, you know, you'll have to start dealing with Social Security and Medicare like...
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
By the way, the old gals, one of her favorite singers, Enya.
Yes.
It was her celebration of exiting the birth canal also. And she's not on Medicare.
Is she dead?
No. Wait a minute. Let me look.
Enya. I was talking about Enya.
Oh. No. Anything in me is dead.